It's time now for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Happy Friday, Larry.
Yeah, thank you. When I looked out on the temperature and saw what it is now compared to what it was a couple of mornings ago, we have a more than 40 degree difference, and that is a temperature going up more than 40 degrees. I have talked about in the past this phenomenon known as the January thaw. Well, we might be in it right now, and the January thaw usually means temperatures will get up to into the 30s. What I did not mention is how long it lasts, and it usually lasts only a couple of days, and that appears to be what's going on right now. For those who get tired of the temperature getting up in the 30s, just wait until tomorrow morning and take a look at what temperature we have then, because we're going back down to January again. The first half of January was interesting because, unlike most of the months that we've had in recent years, it's been below normal in temperature. We've been 4 degrees below normal. About 11 and a half is normal at this time, and we've had about 7.5 degrees. So the first half. Now, if you watch sports, you'll know that the first half and the second half are often not the same. So we'll see if the Mother Nature acts up in the sports and has a difference in the second half. However, it looks like once we get past this January thaw, we're going to get nice and chilly again. Several temperatures of sub-zero this week, and the sub-zero temperatures are with the clear sky. We had a full moon. We had a fabulous night, so I hope you had a chance to get out and take a look. This follows the new snow that we had last weekend, and the combination of new snow with a bright full moon makes for a spectacular bright night. However, with no clouds to give that bright moon, we also had quite a cold night. So anyway, I hope you got a chance to get out and take a look at it. We are getting longer days continuously, though it's easy to overlook it. We are getting longer days, and right as of today, this date, right at this weekend, we are, for the first time since Thanksgiving, now, if you remember Thanksgiving, like 7 weeks ago, first time since Thanksgiving, we are at 9 hours of daylight. At all this time, we were less than 9 hours, and we are now going to be approaching continually to get longer days. It really shows up much better in February, but by the end of the month of January, you were going to notice it as well. The sunrises continue to be earlier from the very latest sunrise of the season happened in early January, and that was 7:54. We are now getting earlier sunrises, but it's the sunsets that are really interesting. We are close to a half hour later than what it was in December a month ago. So yes, the days continue to get longer. Okay, days getting longer. Okay, we had some chilly temperatures. We also had some snow. Depending on where you live, I won't even try to give an exact amount. I'll just say what the Weather Service recorded. The Weather Service recorded close to 8 inches of snow in the last week. It depends on where you are. A lot of places got a lot more than 8, and many places, of course, a little less. I don't think at my house here we got 8 inches of snow. I think it's probably more like between 5 and 6 inches of snow. But nevertheless, it was a beautiful new snow cover, and I was very glad to see it. A nice powder, able to get out and do some skiing in it and so forth. Well, we did not get a lot of precipitation in that. So we are fairly close to normal in snowfall. We're below normal in temperature, but precipitation, we are again behind normal. Snow does not contain, especially snow when it's like we had, does not contain a lot of moisture. And so therefore, yes, we are below normal. In addition to that, it was a little bit tricky driving around in the snow and in the blowing snow of the last snowfall we had. But nevertheless, we seem to have pulled through, seem to have survived. It went okay. We are now in the waning gibbous phase of the moon following the full moon. And there's bird news. It seems like every year we start off bird feeding. I always start in November, and so about the first 2 months of the bird feeding, I have had birds coming to the feeder, what I call the same seven. The same seven is turkeys. I have a lot of turkeys. Black-capped chickadees, white-breast nuthatch, downy woodpecker, hairy woodpecker, red-bellied woodpecker, and blue jays. I have those, what I call the same seven. They've been coming every day, and so forth. I'm used to that. That's just fine. Well, that same seven this week, because of the cold temperatures and the snow, increased to a dozen. I saw a dozen kinds of birds this week at the bird feeder. So in addition to those seven, I have another nuthatch, the white-breast nuthatch and the red-breast nuthatch. Also had visits from a mourning dove, which was a little bit of a surprise. It didn't stay too long, but it did show up. And then a few finches. There was purple finch, there was goldfinch, and yes, the first red poll of the season showed up this week. It did not last that long, but I'm hoping they'll spread the word. It is not unusual that finches are going to show up a little bit later in the winter. I think what they do when they first arrive is they go to get the seeds from a variety of other sources, various trees, alders, and birch, and so forth. Once that gets a little bit depleted, they notice that there's handouts elsewhere, and they'll start showing up at the bird feeder. But I might also mention a phenomenon of the January thaw is that they don't come to bird feeders as much. I have noticed that in feeding birds for years, that when the days are mild, they'll just say, forget it. We don't need to visit the bird feeder, so they won't come very often. The other interesting bird news is owls. You cannot look anywhere right now without seeing some kind of a reference to the owls of northern Minnesota. There are people from all over the country that come up to northern Minnesota to see the owls, and this particular year, yes, is going to be good. There is what's called the eruption with owls. That means the ones that live in the far north will come down here in bigger numbers than normal, and that happens every few years. It's all based on how much food they can get in the far north. Most of these owls that live in the far north in the boreal forest of the north feed on voles and mice and small mammals like that. Well, if they can't get a lot of it, they'll start coming down further south. There are several in particular that we look out for. One of them is the snowy owl, and they've been showing up pretty much every year. They're around again. They live way up on the tundra. Then there is three more. There is a great gray owl, the biggest owl in North America, and that one lives in the boreal forest and the bogs and so forth in Canada. And yes, they'll come down here. An interesting thing about the great gray owls is that they are diurnal, and they'll do a lot of their hunting in the daytime. So it's not unusual to see them along beside the roads. This huge owl standing there, and it's just kind of looking around. And what it's really doing is trying to hear movements of mice under the snow. Then there is the medium-sized one called the hawk owl. That has not been reported as much yet, but they have been seen in northern Minnesota. And the one that's really bringing in people is the small owl called the boreal owl. We've got two small owls that are quite similar, one being the saw-whet owl, which shows up here every year. It comes in migration. Many of them will stay and nest. You could hold them in your hand, just a little bit bigger than your hand. Well, the boreal owl is similar, slightly bigger, but it's also a small owl, and they come down from the north as well at this time, and they've been reported, and lots of people are going out to see them, and people from other parts of the country want to see them. This is a bird that many people have never seen, and they would like to see it. So we do have the owl situation going on now, as well as other things. I have found that there were two mammals, namely the voles, the meadow mice, and the snowshoe hares, that were suffering because of the lack of snow. Well, now that we got a new snow, both of them seem to be better. And boy, it was really interesting how I could see the response so quickly. I went out on days before the snows, and no, I didn't find hare tracks. But I went out like a days after, and immediately they were out there. They're moving around again. Snowshoe hares turn white. They hide in the snow. Well, if there's no snow, that white coat makes them stand out a bit, so they don't do much moving around. But now that we have the snow, yeah, I've been seeing their tracks. Voles have also been active. They are active mostly under the snow, so they have to have enough snow to get around underneath it. Other interesting mammal notes, this is the breeding season of the wild canines, the foxes, the coyotes, the wolves. This is when they breed. And so, yes, their tracks, I see their tracks every day. They're out moving around, proclaiming their territory and so forth. So, yes, things are going on, and it's always interesting to see what Mother Nature has to offer. And, yeah, we're going to see things right now in as we get further into late January. So take care. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.